AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to day three of the Punchestown Festival. Another good day in prospect over in Ireland, and several grade ones to come on their card as well, including Quivega's bid for a fifth World Series hurdle. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, Mark. Thank you.
Good, man. What's the weather like to start with over there? Is the rain getting into the ground?
They've had a bit of rain last night, so I should think it'll be a bit slower today, yeah. So. It'll be a bit softer than it has been.
Okay, so bear that in mind with the selections today. Could be a bit of soft ground on show. Another good day as well, AP. Are you looking forward to day three?
Yeah, it's good racing, obviously. Colega, and obviously, is probably the highlight for a lot of people, but hopefully it won't be for me, with hopefully at Fisher's Cross, hopefully beat her.
Yeah, how is at Fisher's Cross going into the day?
He seems well. He obviously lost his shoe and injury, which probably didn't help him, but hopefully he's going to be better today than he was in the entry.
Okay, let's get stuck into the action then. The first race is the 3:40, and we start with quite a competitive race. It's a 2 mile handicap hurdle for 4-year-olds and over, rated 88 to 123. We have 10 to 1 co-favourites of 5 this morning, with USA, Vive La France, Mac Nicholson, Mount Gunnery and Green Energy all 10 to 1 at the top of the betting. You're on in action here as well, AP. You ride Time Please. What do you make of your chances in what is a wide open first race?
Yeah, I think he probably needs to improve, to be honest. Plenty of runners. But I think he needs to improve on what he's achieved so far. He won a maiden in Ireland tomorrow a while back. But yeah, on what he's achieved so far, I think he's got to improve. I think Pivot Bridge is one of the favourites. Won well in Goran Park last time. And had won in the flat before that. I think his form is pretty solid, so... You know, I think he's the most likely winner for me. Few of the others look at a chance for Vive La France. As you said, Tony Martin's, his horses can be open to any amount of improvement, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's not thereabouts. He's definitely got a chance too. But I as I said, I really like Pivot Bridge. I think he's the one that's going to take all the beat.
Okay, Pivot Bridge then, the one that's going to take all the beating in the first race. The second race is the 4:15, and this is a Grade C handicap chase over 2 miles. 20 runners in the lineup here, and you're on board the favourite AP, Ned Buntline, who was a good second behind Cervelo in the Grand Annual. Do you feel you have a good chance of going one better here?
Yeah, I think he's got a good chance. Obviously a competitive race, not a lot of runners, but he did run well in the Grand Annual. And if he repeats that performance, then hopefully he won't be far away. A few of the others, Parsnip, won well when he won at Aintree. You know, looks a progressive horse. Malomi has been a solid horse all winter, running good novice chases as well, so his form is pretty solid as well. Rupert Lamb had a couple of falls. He's fallen 3 of his last 6 runs, so you know, you're taking a bit of a risk when you're backing Rupert Lamb. But hopefully Ned Buntline, as I said, if he reproduces his form as a Grand Angle, hopefully he'll take a bit of beating.
Okay, Ned Buntline then in the 4:15. The 4:50 is the third race, and this is a 4 mile, 1 furlong chase over the Banks fences. No ride here, AP, for you, so we'll just start with the market leader, who's Duke of Lucca, who's 15-8 at the time of recording, fourth in the cross country at Cheltenham, and then followed that with a win over 3 miles and 1 furlong at Aintree in a handicap there. Do you feel he's the one to beat, or is there something else in here that you like?
I think he's the classiest horse, yeah. I think he's the classiest horse, Duke of Lucca. As you said, he ran well at Cheltenham in the cross-country race, and then he won a competitive handicap at Aintree. So, yeah, I think he's the classiest horse. Of the others, Contravising is a decent sort of horse too, when things go right for him. He was second in the Galway Plate at the beginning of the season, and he's not without a chance, and maybe the other one, maybe Uncle Junior. But I think Duke of Lucca is the one they've got to beat.
Okay, Duke of Lucca, the one that they have to beat in the 4:50. The big race is the 5:30. This is the World Series hurdle. It's a grade one over 3 miles, and Quivega is at the top of the betting at even money as she bids for her fifth success in this race in a row. At Fisher's Cross, the 7-2 second favourite. It's your ride, AP. A good third in the World Hurdle, a decent enough second as well last time. What do you make of your chances of At Fisher's Cross ending Quivega's run?
Yeah, I think he's got a very good chance. A little bit of rain will help him. No doubt Quivega is a fantastic mare. She hasn't been beaten for a long time. But I think he's got a good chance. You say he liked the ground. He could, hopefully he'll come on from his run of entry. A couple of others have bits of chances. Obviously, Fingal Bay won. Cheltenham's good, okay form. But Kavek is the one to beat. But hopefully at Fisher's Cross can hopefully beat her.
Okay, at Fisher's Cross then, the selection in the 5:30. The 6:05 is race 5 on the card, and this is a 3-mile handicap hurdle for 4-year-olds and over, rated 95 to 130. You're on board Moonlight Boy, AP, who got off the mark over hurdles in a 2-mile maiden hurdle at Limerick. Steps up to 3 miles this afternoon. Do you think that will bring out further improvement?
Yeah, I think hopefully it will do. It would probably have to bring out more improvement from him, because he went up plenty in the weights, and That will have done their best to try and slow him down. But hopefully Moonlight Boy has a good chance. Inish Mean was a good winner at Navan last time. I thought he was one of the ones that had pretty solid form. Erard Manzebo as well is another one with a good chance of Michael Horrigan's. Pretty solid horse, been running very well. And won a bigger price, maybe I thought Count Zalzar. Of Owen Doyle's, I thought he was horse that could run well, but I think Inish Mean's the one we've got to beat here.
Okay, Inish Mean the one to beat in the 6:05. The 6:40 is the Ryanair Novice Chase, is another grade one. This one's over 2 miles, and Champagne Fever heads the betting at 6-4. Baldur Success 9-4, 11-2 for Trifolium, 7s for Felix Younger, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. So only 4 of these in single figure prices, and the form ties in between them all as well. I mean, you're on Trifolium, AP, who's finished third behind Champagne Fever in the Arkle when Western Warhorse won the race, ahead of him in the Racing Post Novice Chase at Leopardstown, behind Boulder Success at Aintree, ahead of Felix Younger at Leopardstown in January. All the form kind of ties together. How do you see this race going?
I there's not much between a lot of them. I think Felix Younger has a good chance. I think he liked the trip. He won't mind a bit of rain that they've got on the ground. Boulder Success won well at Aintree, definitely an improving horse, and Champion Fever, very solid. It was a good second in the Arkle, and it's probably the one they've got to beat. But I think I'd take a chance on Felix Younger.
Okay, taking a chance on Felix Younger then in the 6:40. The 7:15 is the penultimate race, and this is a 2-mile mares novices hurdle. Flourish's date is your ride here, AP. Tried in grade one company in the past, hasn't necessarily been the most fluent of jumpers though on a couple of occasions. So how do you see her getting on in this?
She has been a bit disappointing since she won at Gorn. She's got a hood on today, so hopefully that'll help her. I think the Willie Mullins other horse, TR, is probably the one to beat. Really right, got pretty solid form. I mean, there's a couple of Willie Mullins here. Vicky De Lois is the other one. But I think Ruby's Mount Nuclear Car is probably the one to beat in this race. I think very solid form and been very consistent. I think she looks the most likely winner.
Okay, and on to the final race, the 7:45. We finish with a 2-mile bumper. And who would you like for the lucky last in AP?
Again, not very original, but Willie Mullins has got Tellus More that has won a point to point and won a bumper last time. Hard to get away from Willie Mullins, especially this meeting, especially in bumpers. And Patrick hasn't had much luck the last couple of days riding the horses for Willie, but I think he'll gain luck today, and I think Tellus More will take all the beat.
Okay, tell us more then in the lucky last. Thanks for speaking to us again, AP. Good luck in Punchestown this afternoon, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.